the city of Menasha is still recovering from the EF3 tornado that ripped through the region on July 27th. But the community is stepping up to support each other in the aftermath.
Organizations around the Fox Cities have held fundraising events and other volunteer efforts to help the thousands of people who had their homes and businesses damaged by the storms.
From Menasha Strong t-shirts to Kringles for a Cause, local organizers have raised tens of thousands of dollars at a time, in addition to the thousands of volunteer hours that help distribute supplies and clean up debris.
We're checking in on the recovery efforts in Menasha to see how a community is banded together in the wake of devastating storms.
Julie Llewellyn is an Appleton resident who's helping return family heirlooms and photos that were lost in the storm. The project she's doing with her friend, Fran Armstrong, is called Weathered, Not Lost. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
How did you experience this tornado when it ripped through Menasha?
Luckily, I didn't experience much other than the rain. I was not in the path, but I did previously live on Doty Island, where there's significant damage, and still have a lot of friends there, and this is my community.
This is your community, which I would imagine compelled you to want to help in some way. Is that right?
Yes. And as you know, there's lots of help out there. So I wanted to do something that wasn't giving them another Facebook page to look at or how am I going to reach out. I wanted to do something specific, and photos and sentimental items came to mind. So that's how that started.
Can you talk about what you're trying to do with your weathered, not lost bins in Menasha? What have you set up?
Yes, well, we have two collection sites for photos or anything else, like I said, of sentimental value. One is in Onup Street and the other is in De Pere Street, both in Menasha. One's a little bit closer to Nina than the other. And they're just totes that are outside of businesses that we're asking people to drop off photos if they haven't already found the owner. Along with that, Fran Armstrong is working with me on this, and she has offered to try and reformat the photos so that they're more clear. A lot of them that we're receiving, of course, are weather damaged. Some of them is very hard to tell who or what is in it. So Fran is working on that, and then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll open up my office and have people come in and collect their photos. We're also doing them digitally for those that are being corrected. So they'll have the hard copy of their original and then the reformatted photo.
What kind of items and pictures have you come across so far in these bins?
Well, we have found school pictures, we have found baby pictures, family pictures, commencement pamphlet that we've received, and some writings, like letter type of things. Now, again, they're very hard to read, and it's strange, but there's insulation and all other particles all over some of these things. So it's handled with care.
And Julie, you're in the early efforts here because debris removal is ongoing. I would imagine there will be other lost items and photos that come your way. Do you anticipate continuing this effort for a while?
Yes, that's my hope too. Exactly. The big trees are now being removed. People are raking or done raking, but they have so many things to go through even in their homes. And they might find some things that maybe they want Fran to work on, and she has offered to do that. So I'm hopeful that we will have others and can help people just have those sentimental pictures back. In this digital age, there may not be as many, but I know that I have pictures from my parents and grandparents that were precious to me if they were to be lost. So I hope we can find some and bring them back to the people.
How does this bring you closer to your community?
I just feel like it's very personal to have that photo and to be able to give it back to them.
Julie, thank you for sharing this. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Julie Llewellyn of Appleton is helping return family heirlooms and photos that were lost in the tornado that hit Menasha on July 27th. We're learning more about the recovery efforts in the city and how the community is coming together to rebuild. Carolyn DeRosier is CEO of Volunteer Fox Cities, which is helping coordinate the volunteer response to cleanup and rebuilding in Menasha. Carolyn, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What have you seen in volunteerism? I know thousands of people. There was an outpouring at the beginning. What have you learned about volunteerism in the area?
Gosh, I've learned so many things. I've learned that this community shows up when help is needed. I've learned that people can become leaders in an instant. There were a lot of, early on especially, times where we were trying to organize groups to go out into the community, and we needed team leaders. We needed people with supervisor experiences. We needed traffic managers. And people just stepped up. When we said, who has this type of experience? Who can help with this? People stepped up and took it on, and in some cases stayed for days at the volunteer reception center to become a leader of that section or of that job. And I was just so impressed by that in particular. It was an unforgettable experience. I'm so sad that this tragedy happened, but it gave me a chance to see really what our community is made of and how people step up for each other.
Where is the volunteerism focus now? Where does it stand?
Yeah, so it's been quite a big shift. In the initial days after the disaster, we were organizing mass groups of people to go out and to do cleanup or to do canvassing door to door to make sure that residents of the affected areas had their needs met. But now a lot of the work that needs to be done on properties needs to be done by contractors. People are waiting for insurance. So we've slowed down on those mass cleanup efforts and moved to more targeted projects. For example, we had a team from a local company out last Thursday helping former Menasha Mayor Don Merkis with some gardening. The Marigold Mile in Menasha is a big point of pride. It's a mile of marigolds downtown, and it had been neglected over the weeks since the tornado. It makes perfect sense, but it was something volunteers could help with and something that could restore a little bit of that community pride, a little bit of that hope. So we're still working on projects like that, matching wherever we can with whatever the project need is that we hear from emergency management or the affected communities with a volunteer group that can help.
Carolyn, are you needing specialized volunteers now, volunteers that have either specific equipment or specific skill sets?
We're not in need of volunteers with heavy equipment or specialized skills at this time that I'm aware of. Really, we take our cues from emergency management, and that's not something they've been reaching out with. However, I will say many of our nonprofits that are on the front lines of responding and our emergency management professionals are starting to reach out to ask if we have people with administrative skills, web design skills. There's a lot of other skill sets that I think are needed. So especially for our corporate partners, there's opportunity to donate some of their time, for their employees to donate time in different ways, more behind the scenes ways that are going to help the overall recovery effort.
Carolyn, in closing, this, of course, as you mentioned at the outset, it's a tragedy, but do you think volunteerism has reached like a new point in the region? Is it, do you think, opening up new avenues for the community?
I do believe that it is. I've been a fan and an advocate of volunteerism, obviously, before this disaster happened, and I'm now even more so. It brought people together. It gave people a sense of purpose. We had so many people share stories about how they came to volunteer alone, and then they made friends by the end of the day. And my hope is that the thousands of people that came to volunteer after the tornado remember what that felt like, and they keep looking for those volunteer opportunities because our community still needs them. And it's just going to benefit everyone, the volunteers themselves, as well as the organizations and the communities that they're helping.
Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Carolyn DeRosier is CEO of Volunteer at Fox Cities, the local nonprofit helping coordinate volunteer efforts to clean up and rebuilding in Menasha. She was with us to share what local volunteers have accomplished in the city and what needs still remain. We're getting a roundup of the recovery efforts in Menasha with local leaders coordinating the response. Lisa Kogan-Praska is president and CEO of United Way Fox Cities, and Kurt Daitchin is president and CEO of the Community Foundation for the Fox Valley Region. Lisa and Kurt, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Kurt, can you give us a bit of a range of the types of local fundraising efforts you've seen around the Menasha area?
Well, a disaster on this scale mobilizes everyone to try to do what they can to help. And we have seen donations, large and small. It's corporate contributions. It's individuals making contributions. And the response has just been overwhelming. And the coordination and the collaboration amongst everyone who wants to help is just making our community that much better.
Lisa, what do you notice about the coordination and collaboration and the results so far of this tornado relief fund?
Honestly, it's like something I've never seen before. It's amazing to see how many people are reaching out, how many people want to help. They want to give of their time, their talent, their treasure, whatever it is that they can do to help to make a difference. I think everyone feels impacted. Even if their home was not impacted directly, they see this happening in our community. And so we have seen everything from, as Kurt touched on, large corporate donations and individual donors to kids doing lemonade stands, right? To see and trying to make a difference and pulling that together. So it's been incredible to see really the depth and the breadth of the giving across our community.
Where do numbers stand right now in terms of fundraising? What is the latest?
With our collaborative efforts, we've raised a few million dollars already. And when you combine that with the corporate contributions and pledges that have already been declared, you know, we're in the 15 million plus from a community response perspective. Our organizations are deploying grants to the nonprofits that are on the front lines really helping people. And that's the breadth of the support that we're able to provide. The next step is really to mobilize the dollars going directly to the individuals and households affected. Insurance is only going to go so far. And people, in some cases, have lost literally everything. And their lives have to be rebuilt. And that's where the community response is next going to show up. It's for the people.
Lisa, can you talk a bit about how that community response will unfold and how local households, how families will be supported in the weeks to come?
Certainly. So as Kurt had touched on, you know, in the very early days, we really tried to deploy those dollars to nonprofits to go out and do some of that just kind of crisis response, making sure that people had food and water and tarps for their roofs and those types of things. The next phase that we're entering now is really about immediate needs. So focusing on some of those short-term, immediate financial needs that we know families are having, and we're getting ready to create the infrastructure to be able to get that out quickly and efficiently to the families. And then the next phase after that is really about long-term recovery, because once you have the time to go through and understand what is insurance going to be, if there's FEMA, what is that going to cover? We know that there's still going to be unmet needs for many people. So then looking at what's that structure to really provide that coordination and that case management to make sure that those unmet needs continue to be met as we move through this.
Kurt, you mentioned businesses really stepping up, as well as just, you know, local people giving their time, giving their money. How much support has come from outside of the city of Menasha?
It's been amazing to see. Just before this phone call, I opened up a FedEx package, and there was a check from a corporation that has a presence here in the community, not in Menasha, but in the region. But the corporate headquarters is elsewhere, and it was a check for $100,000. And it was, we've had a long presence there. We want to help. Thank you for being a partner and helping us to do something about this. The donations have literally been coming in from all over. Certainly the state of Wisconsin, and in some cases outside the state of Wisconsin. But this is really a very impactful and deep hit on our community. People get that, and all you have to do is take a look at the pictures and the images, and it pulls on people's heartstrings, and they say, gosh, that could have happened to us. It could have happened in my community. So people are mobilized, and people in the Midwest really do care, and we appreciate all their generosity.
How much of a challenge is time here in being able to collect these dollars, but then turn them really quickly in the way they can make the greatest impact? Can you talk about that conversion?
We have a committee, a cross-sector committee, that meets twice a week to understand, review applications, review needs, and make those grants as close in real time as we can to get those dollars flowing. And now with this next phase of the work, really looking at how do we do that financial assistance, but also understand that there is going to be longer-term needs. So we have to balance that need to get those dollars out quickly with also understanding so that we can make sure that we're using those dollars as effectively as possible.
Well, Kurt and Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
We appreciate you getting the word out for us. We really appreciate it a lot.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lisa Kogan-Praska is president and CEO of United Way Fox Cities, and Kurt Dachin leads the Community Foundation for the Fox Valley region. They shared how fundraising in Menasha is helping support the community's recovery from the tornado that hit on July 27th. Earlier, we heard from Julie Llewellyn and Carolyn DeRosier.